Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Christmas Prayer for Your Children by Tim Counts, read by Leah Martin. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. As I picked up my 2-year-old son out of his crib this morning, hearing him chatter in toddler talk about the mini Christmas tree in his room, it struck me that your son not only came as a little baby, but also grew up as a boy. The Word who became flesh learned how to form words with his mouth. How incredible. How humble. How like us and yet unlike us you are, Jesus. As we approach Christmas Day, let's pray this prayer. Father, I pray that my children would not miss Jesus for Christmas. I know this starts with me, Father. Would you strip away idols of materialism and picture-perfect white Christmases from my heart and help me to shine the spotlight on Jesus brightly this Christmas? Would you answer the prayer that all of the decorations and cookies and parties and even Christmas programs this Advent season wouldn't cover up the manger, but rather point my children to it? May Christmas cookies remind them that only in Jesus will they taste and see that the Lord is good, Psalm 34:8. May even gifts this Christmas point them to the greatest treasure, your own Son. May our Christmas tree point to the tree that the Messiah would die on for their sins. May we celebrate like people who have a reason to celebrate, because the good news of great joy that a Savior has come is the greatest reason to celebrate. But as we enjoy our celebration, may we never forget the reason we're celebrating. I know that this would take a miracle to do in my children's hearts, just as it takes a miracle in my heart. But I confess with the angel Gabriel, for nothing will be impossible with God. Luke 1:37. I know that you long for my children to behold and to believe in Jesus more than I do, Father, because you're zealous for your own glory. Make it so. As the star shone for the Magi, shine in my children's hearts so they can see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. This Christmas. As the angels pointed the shepherds to the glory that was in the manger that night, help my wife and I to point our children to the glorious one who is reigning in heaven today, because he was lying in the manger that night. We adore you, Jesus. May this Christmas be about adoring you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.